AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Catherine Archuleta has resigned as the director of the Office of Personnel Management. Just yesterday, the agency announced hackers stole the personal information of more than 21 million people. Previous estimates of how many were affected by the breach were far smaller. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
Archuleta had argued the security enhancements she's been supervising helped expose the hack in the first place and will make future intrusions less likely. But lawmakers of both parties called her handling of this damaging breach slow and inept, and officials say she's now tendered her resignation.
And members of Congress in both parties had demanded Archuleta resign. This is what it sounded like in Charleston, South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina, as the Confederate flag was lowered from the grounds of the State House. The movement was started with a connection between the Confederate flag and the man accused of killing nine people at a church in Charleston. Reverend Norville Goff is the interim leader of Emmanuel AME Church.
On this day, we can say among ourselves as people of this state that we're leading the nation in terms of how we should conduct ourselves moving forward, regardless of our station in life.
The defense has rested in the Colorado Theater shooting trial of James Holmes. His lawyers are trying to prove Holmes was insane at the time of the attack in 2012 at a theater outside of Denver. 12 people were killed in that attack. Fed Chair Janet Yellen is speaking at the City Club of Cleveland right now. She says she expects a key interest rate will start going up later this year, but adds there are still some issues holding back the economy. The Federal Reserve appears to be holding back on a date on when that key interest rate will be going up. On Wall Street, a strong showing for stocks across the board so far today. The Dow Jones Industrials up 212 points. This is AP Radio News. For many people, it's lunchtime. At the East Room of the White House, President Obama is hosting a kids' state dinner.
The food looks outstanding.
Yeah.
I'm particularly impressed with the baracamole. So I'm expecting people to save me a little sampling of the baracamole.
First Lady Michelle Obama says she is impressed with the recipes on display at the kids' state dinner, winners of the White House Lunchtime Challenge. Pope Francis gave a message of hope to prisoners at Bolivia's notoriously violent Palmasola prison.
El sufrimiento y la privación puede volver, pueden
the Pope said volver. Suffering and deprivation can make us selfish of heart and lead to confrontation. But he also said they have the capacity to make things an opportunity for genuine fraternity. Francis greeted the inmates one by one during his visit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.